One day after the state's powerful assembly speaker admitted glaring failures in his handling of a sexual abuse case, the Albany establishment seemed to be moving on with the usual round of press conferences, bill passage, and leaders' meetings. We get more from WRVO's Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver attended a top-level meeting with Governor Cuomo and Senate leaders on casino gambling and oversaw passage of a one-house bill on the DREAM Act to help children of undocumented immigrants get funding for college.
Why deny these students the financial assistance that other students receive? There is simply no moral or economic argument to justify it.
One day earlier, a contrite and tense Silver was saying he was sorry and admitting he committed a glaring failure by initially trying to keep a settlement with two alleged victims of Assemblyman Vito Lopez secret. Lopez was later accused by two other women and has, under pressure, resigned.
The responsibility for the mistakes that were made in the handling of the original complaints rests solely with me. And it is my responsibility to ensure that those mistakes are never made again.
Silver announced changes in the way the assembly handles sexual harassment incidents going forward, saying he'll create an independent investigator's office and mandate that every employee immediately report any allegations of abuse. And he says there will be no more secret settlements of any kind. The head of the state's Republican Party and some women's groups have called for Silver to resign. One Democratic assemblyman, Michael Kearns of Buffalo, has also asked for the speaker to step down. But Kearns, who ran on the Republican ticket for election, is considered an outlier. The moment seems to have passed for more established members of the Democratic Party to denounce Silver. Governor Cuomo, who has said it is not his place to say who the speaker of the assembly should be, says there's a distinction between what Lopez did and Silver did.
What was put to me is that he should resign because what he did is like what Vito Lopez did. No, I believe the speaker mishandled the complaint in the situation. It is different, however, than what Vito Lopez did, which was actually be the person who was abusing women.
The controversy over Silver's handling of the sex abuse cases and Assemblyman Lopez's resignation comes after two former Senate leaders have been accused of bribery and embezzlement, and other lawmakers have admitted to wearing a wire and aiding in federal probes against several legislative colleagues. Cuomo says the constant drumbeat of scandal in the legislature could actually help push forward his agenda. He wants to enact a Women's Equality Act and campaign finance and other reforms before the session is over next month.
There's been bad publicity. You know how you counter bad publicity? Good publicity. You know how you get good publicity? Do something. Pass bills that help the people of the state of New York. And I think, if anything, that's going to fuel their desire to actually get a lot of this agenda done.
Susan Lerner, with Common Cause, agrees.
This is absolutely the only appropriate response with which any legislator can have to this cascade of sorry events is to show that they are capable of changing the culture in the ways that have been put forward and that are directly in front of them. That is what the end of this session should be about.
If lawmakers do want to accept the governor's agenda items, they'll have to act fast. A poll by Siena College out this week finds that two-thirds of New Yorkers see the state devolving back into dysfunction with every passing day. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.